Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Da-da-da. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
I don't know why I went first. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
No. That was weird.
What's happening?
Well, you were looking at me when you said it, so it threw me off.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
I'm scared.
What's the matter?
It's never happened before.
True.
You know, we don't like things out of order in this room.
That's true.
53 degrees right now, but it'll be up to a beautiful 74, sunny all day.
This weather has been just, you know what.
Yeah, it's perfect, man. It's perfect fall weather, and if you are the high school sports type, perfect weather for Friday Night Lights tonight.
Oh, yeah,
man. Got a whole bunch of big matchups in Section 5. Let's talk about sports and parents for a second. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Because it is consuming my life. It is now consuming my life. You know, my daughter plays hockey, my oldest, my youngest plays tennis. And last night I was thrown into an experience I had never been in before, and I had a realization.
What happened?
All right, so my youngest, she goes to middle school. They had a middle school picnic.
Oh, okay.
They have it every year.
All cute.
Yeah, parents and kids get together. They give you hot dogs. It's like 5 o'clock last night. And the middle school picnic is at the sports stadium there, and it coincides with like one sporting event every year.
Yeah.
So like last year is a football game. This year it was a girls' soccer game.
All right.
So I realized as I was walking in, I had never watched a women's high school soccer game, girls' high school soccer game, in my life.
Well, why would you?
But I've never been.
But not even like when you were a teenager?
No, I never went.
Oh.
I never dated any girls that played soccer. Yeah. I know that probably sounds bad. Went to a lot of basketball and volleyball games.
Oh.
But I feel like when you were in high school, that team was really, really freaking good.
It was.
They were like state champs.
But I also played football, so like we were practicing while they were playing right, games.
Can I give you a little sidebar?
Sure.
So I went to a very strict Southern Christian school for the last 2.5 years of my high school.
Okay.
We were not allowed as boys to watch the girls play sports.
Wait, seriously?
Right. They made us leave. You couldn't watch them.
Is that because they were afraid you guys were going to be creepy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, watching girls make you horny, boys go away. And that's basically what they told us. So you couldn't watch them play softball, basketball, nothing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay. So with all that being said, I am sitting in my first ever girls soccer game last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unbelievably talented. But as I'm looking around and taking in the scene, I start to realize that the moms and dads at this sporting event are different than any other moms and dads.
The soccer moms?
You got it. Soccer moms and dads. Because I came up in the football world, and I know those moms and dads. And hockey parents been a part of my life for 40 years. So I'm well aware of that world. These parents were so prim, proper, and well-dressed.
Yeah.
It was like a bad Hallmark movie.
But they weren't out of control or screaming or
not anything? Out of control, not screaming. They're cheering for their kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
But nothing out of...
But like, even the way they were dressed, like all of the dads were dressed like what you'd expect like a CEO of like a startup to look like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like denim hat and like quarter zip and like, you know, a nice pair of chino shorts.
Yeah.
You know, sneakers that were sensible. Sensible
and
sneakers.
Clean.
Yes. And then like... all of the moms were wearing like sweatshirts with like either the college they went to or like the team their kid was playing for.
That's like an attractive group.
Ah,
I see why they kept you from games now.
No, I don't mean it sexually. I just mean an attractive group of people, like they're like buttoned up.
Okay. All
right.
Not like I'm gonna like get horny.
So on top,
I'd say it.
You just brought it up.
So today, what? I will be back at school.
Yeah.
My daughter has a tennis match against Mercy, beat Mercy, and then there's a football game after that my kids want to go to.
Oh, all right. So and you're stuck there all night?
Like, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. That's what parents do. But I'm
going to
have this.
You're going to school just as much as you did when you went to school.
I'm actually going to school more now than I did when
I went. That's insane.
But I'm going to have this weird car crash of sports parents tonight because tennis parents are similar to soccer parents.
Yeah.
Very subdued, right?
Different sport.
Yeah, and different kind of, I mean, I don't know if lifestyle is the right word, but you can, if you put football parent and tennis parent next to each other, you know which one is which.
Well, I'm guessing the football parent is more aggressive as far as cheering and getting into the game.
100%.
Well, different atmosphere, too. Yeah. It's loud. It's, I mean, there's a big crowd there.
Not so as good looking. good, not bad looking people, but not like, you know, stunning. Not a stunning crowd.
Write it down. Tommy Mule, not horny for football parents.
No.
Plus, dads like, or moms.
Plus, with football, you get the opposing parents, too. You get way more opposing parents, I'm guessing, than other sporting events.
Well, I think there's just way more people at football games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's popular.
Well, there's also more kids on the team.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's the most popular sport. Is that terrible to say?
I didn't say anything. Why are you just talking to yourself?
So
we start with like, hey, here's what I noticed about the difference between sports parents. Horny for sports parents. Who say what's popular, what's not popular? And then tomorrow my daughter's got a hockey game, and that's always, holy crap.
Yeah.
That runs out.
Hockey parents seem to get the most press, it seems, over the last 25 years.
For good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an earned reputation.
Yeah, they hit the news a lot.
But I guess what I realized last night,
what is that?
Between my tennis experience with my daughter, my youngest, which, you know, I'm only about a year into, the soccer parents last night, the football parents I know so well, and the hockey parents that I am constantly surrounded by and am one of, that I think if you were to walk down the street and just look at somebody, you could tell your kid plays fill in the blank.
You can tell what sport?
I think I am at the point now where I could just look a mom or a dad up and down.
What a pointless skill.
Well, not if I get a job at the county fair.
That's a superpower.
Here's what you weigh and here's what your kid does for athletics. No, but it's weird because there's no logic behind why it should be that way. And, like, I don't think it changes by school either because, like, you know, my kids go to Aquinas, right? But, like, those football parents look exactly like every other football parent in America, right? And, like, I understand that, like, you know, hockey is a sport that has a financial barrier for a lot of families, right? Mm. So, like, but even that, you can't tell a difference between, like, some small town, you know, hokey pokey hockey team.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you go to Detroit, Pittsburgh, Chicago. They all look the same.
So, yeah, and you'll never really know if you have that skill. Because you'd never be able to randomly go up to somebody and go, wow, you're pretty good looking. What's your kid play?
Why would I say you're good looking?
Well, because you're more buttoned up.
Stop being horny for sports parents.
Because you're telling me soccer parents seem to be more refined.
Without question. Yeah, that's the perfect
word.
That's
weird. Yeah. They must have changed then since I was a kid.
Really?
I don't ever remember thinking these parents were refined.
Well, they weeded out all the fun
ones. You did go to Hilton.
Yeah, but I played other teams.
Yeah, but when Hilton shows up, they used to
bring on the fuck.
No, like I remember, like there were some really, really bad soccer dads that got banned from like tournaments.
Really?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Am I wrong then? 252 WCMF?
I mean, but then again, like soccer was like the premier girls' sport. I feel like when I was growing up, like there wasn't really no girls' hockey, or so maybe it was just everybody played soccer, so you had a bigger pool of people. I don't
angry
know.
Angry soccer dad.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can remember this one dad specifically. I remember the team. It was one of the Greece teams. And, yeah, like, everybody knew this team because of this dad.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. He was loud. He would like, cheer for the other team, but, like, call out other players. Like, he felt like because he was also being positive that he could be negative towards the other team.
Dick
you know
dead.
What I mean?
Oh. Major dick dead.
What? I gave them a compliment earlier, so I should be able to say whatever I want about girls on the team.
So I guess what I'm gathering from this new superpower that I think again, last night going to this, my first ever girls' high school soccer game and, like, noticing the difference between the parents there and hockey, football, all this stuff. Do our kids play sports because they want to play sports, like the type of sports they play because they want to play that sport?
Mm.
Or do they play that sport because they've already been predetermined based on what you do for a living, how you dress, how you conduct yourself socially? That determines what your kid ends up playing.
Well, I'm guessing, too, like the parents may have at some point pushed you into something.
Okay.
Because that's what they were into.
Okay, maybe you picked that up along the way. But I never played tennis. My wife never played tennis. My little one plays tennis. Yeah. I don't fit in with those parents at all.
No,
they're very nice. They accepted me.
But your daughter plays hockey. You played hockey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one of them. Hey, that didn't happen.
No, yeah, I mean, that's not a bad theory. It's just, you know, there have to be sports parents out there like me, like with the tennis.
Yeah.
Because, right? You know, I fit in perfectly at hockey rinks.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the tennis parents, they have welcomed me in, and they accept me for me, which I do appreciate. But, like, I do find I have to sit on my hands.
Yeah.
I try not to make any noises.
During the tennis?
Yeah. But I get very excited watching my little one play. And
yeah,
it's
you don't want to go all McEnroe out there. Are you serious?
I find myself openly clapping for the other team, too.
Don't be that
guy. Well, no,
like, you politely clap.
Yeah,
for
but
both
like,
sides, I thought.
Well, no, like, I mean, there are I am coming to appreciate.
Oh, tennis, you're saying?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little different.
Well, no, because like I'll just instinctively, like, if Claire does something well, yeah. And then everyone will be like looking at me, and then like the other girls will do something good. Yeah.
Also good.
Yes. Very impressive shot. That was a nice way to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that pressure with hockey. I wouldn't feel that pressure if my kids played football.
But again,
but you're more interested in hockey.
I'm very interested in my daughter's tennis.
I hear you. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm very excited.
Listen, you love hockey, though. You follow hockey. You follow the Sabres and all that stuff. But that's your sport.
Yeah.
That makes sense where you're not really a tennis fan. You're a fan of your daughter playing tennis.
Okay.
But also tennis, there's so much more of a spotlight on you as a parent because there's only so many girls that play, so there's only so many parents that show up.
Is that what
tennis?
It is?
And your kid's
like,
constantly on the court.
Yeah, so I feel like you cheering is going to stand out more than when you're in a crowd full of people.
It's quiet. It's refined.
We got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us, Duffy, at easiest way to get us, Duffy on WCMF. JB writes us, try having a kid that plays hockey and varsity golf. Two completely different ends of the sports parent spectrum. I have had days
where parents watch golf?
I didn't think you were allowed to watch golf.
Right? Because you'd have to follow your kid from hole to hole.
Get your steps in.
I guess. Yeah, where do you stand?
And Tommy's not allowed to follow hole for hole based on how horny he is for sports parents now.
Yeah, I kind of thought the kids just went off and played. I didn't know, like, parents showed up.
Beats the hell out of me.
Well, I mean, you could.
Well, no.
Just stand there and follow your kid.
Yeah, but they got no one with the ropes to hold you back off the fairway.
I don't think they need them in, like, high school golf.
What?
Aggressive dad? Golf dad?
Just a dad shouting out pointers.
I could see dad.
Well, that's a caddy.
I could see golf dads being aggressive dad.
Yeah.
Because every guy that plays golf gets pretty angry and aggressive when things go poorly.
Right.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. But like when they had the playoffs and stuff in high school golf, I mean, I guess the parents would show up.
I mean, yeah, but again.
Sad as that is.
Why was that sad? You're there to cheer for your kid.
I know, but man, it's golf.
Oh, my God.
I know. Hey,
I love
God
if my
bless
daughter
you.
Didn't play tennis right now, you'd be like, oh, it's tennis. But you're a pandering ass, scared ass bitch, is what you are.
Yes, I am a panderer.
Pandering ass, hot for sports, mom and dad's pandering ass bitch. No, like, I guess to the point of this, like, you know, golf in a hockey in a golf, there have been days where I've had to go from a tennis match right to a hockey game or a hockey game right to a tennis match. And it is like you have to take a moment in the car to be like, I am now changing.
Okay.
I am a butterfly or a caterpillar that is becoming
a butterfly. Oh, so you had to switch hats, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. But that has to be extremely expensive, though, to be a hockey dad and a golf dad.
Yeah.
Probably.
But hockey and golf, a lot of guys that golf, guys and gals that golf also play hockey.
But I'm just saying, like, the training, the equipment.
Sure.
Because you had to belong to a country club just to get, you know, to play constantly.
Not necessarily. There's a girl.
I know a lot of guys that grew up just playing golf with their dads and their dads.
But you would still have to keep going to the club and paying and going. And doing
but
all
I
that.
Think, you know what? In the realm of like travel sports, it might be a cheaper option.
I mean, to Kimmy's
travel golf.
Well, no, but I'm saying like if you're just a casual, like if you want to play golf, let's say you want to play for a high school team, like you would probably, I don't know what it would cost to play for the high school team.
So I know one of my daughter's teammates had never played golf before.
Yeah.
And this year she made the JV golf team. Like, it's something she wanted to try.
Cute.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, it wasn't one of those. I mean, I say never play golf. Like, they don't belong to a country club or anything.
Yeah.
So, like, she just, like, showed up and made the team, and they're going to teach her how to play golf and like make her. I don't know.
I mean, I'm always jealous. It's such a great skill to have for the rest of your life is to be able to play golf.
I agree with you.
If you like it.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
but
it's
even if you don't, you're right. It's a good thing to know how to do.
Yeah.
It's why
you have to jump in socially.
It's why I'm glad I got my little one got into tennis, is because that's one of those things you can play like forever. Yeah. Whereas, like, you know, you shouldn't play soccer after 40 because you're going to blow your knee.
Right. Yes.
You shouldn't play football after you're done being a
child.
Well,
how could you?
Right? Well, you can. They have those semi-pro league 37U that you can go out and play.
Yeah, but even golf and tennis, yeah, that's perfect.
Even with pickleball, we've seen injuries.
Yeah, you're right. Like, my oldest play in hockey, like, you know, there's a famous saying, no matter how well you good you do at hockey, all roads lead to beer league.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my daughter, if she wants to keep playing hockey, will have to go play beer league hockey. And the amount of guys and gals I've seen do terrible things to themselves doing that.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little,
that kind of peters out.
Exactly.
Because I was thinking, too, like when we traveled, you could be in the most busted area of this country, and that town is close to a golf course.
Yeah.
Like, it's just golf courses all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, who belongs, like, this is like a really poor area. Who's got the money for that? And there's jerks out there playing.
Well, why are they jerks?
Because they're busted and they're playing golf.
So I guess we learned, Tommy, horny for sports parents, not horny for rural golfers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Another day, another food recall.
What happened now?
And this one could actually affect us. But there is good news here.
Oh, sir.
With most other food recalls, there is a debate to be had in your head.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This one, not so much.
So it's cut and dry.
Cut and frozen, actually.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Frozen, bags of frozen vegetables have been recalled for a listeria risk.
Okay.
Not good.
Yeah.
So this is one food recall we actually have to pay attention to, because it's possible these have been sold in the state of New York. The Endico Potato Company out of Mount Vernon has recalled its frozen peas and carrots.
One of my favorite companies.
The
Endicos?
For the peas and carrots mixed veggies. So if it says something on the bag about Endico Potato in Mount Vernon, New York, you want to get rid of those suckers like immediately.
All right.
Bad business.
And by Listeria can really, really F you up.
Oh, yeah.
especially pregnant women, like that's like the thing they tell you to stay away from. Like
that's why you can't have like sand, like cold cuts and stuff.
You got it. So check your frozen veggies. Google if you're concerned, and you can either toss them or bring them back to the store for a refund. So two good things about this particular recall. One, Tommy, bags of frozen veggies are like 50 cents.
Mm. Yeah.
Like a dollar at the most.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you chuck this out, it's not going to kill your budget.
Yeah. And you don't feel as guilty about throwing them away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that leads to our second one.
What's that?
Your soul won't hurt throwing out a bag of frozen vegetables because you didn't want to eat those frozen vegetables in the first place.
Yeah, I don't even know why you bought them.
Looks like I can eat these.
Yeah.
Darn.
Look, I think we all buy frozen vegetables with the best intentions.
I guess.
It's always good to have multiple bags of frozen vegetables in your freezer.
But you never use them, your point.
I use them. You don't use them?
So I used to use them when my back hurt.
As an ice pack?
Yep. Because they're great, and you just throw them back in, and they're softer. Because like ice cubes are hard on your back, right? So if you take a bag of like frozen veggies and put it on your back, like when your back hurts, it's perfect because it's softer and it melts nice and it kind of forms to your back. And you just toss them back in and refreeze them.
It doesn't make them go bad if like they.
I'm never going to eat them.
Oh,
they're going to stay in the
fair
bag.
Enough. Yeah.
They're basically
if you're just using them for that. Then,
they're a cold pack. You can put it over your knee.
You don't get frozen veggie guilt.
No.
Like when you open up the freezer and you see those frozen veggies, you're not like, I got to eat these frozen veggies?
No. We never had that much in there anyway.
Kimmy, he only eats his vegetables fresh. I get fresh produce. Am I wrong? You think frozen veggies are trash?
Trash veggie?
You think they're trash veggies?
Well, I mean, they're not for me.
Are you trash if you buy frozen veggies?
You're getting close.
You monster.
I guarantee you,
there's a woman down the hall.
Yeah.
That's all she serves her babies are frozen veggies.
I can't afford.
I ain't going to spend $13 on a head of broccoli. When I got frozen broccoli, I can boil myself.
Frozen veggies are super easy. And Kimmy said, if you have kids, it's the easiest way to make
sure. Yeah, but they don't want them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have like PTSD from frozen veggies.
Frozen veggies. Both don't even work.
Because it was like when I saw those come out of the freezer, I was like, I'm going to be sitting at the kitchen table for a while until I finish those frozen veggies.
No kid wants peas and carrots.
They're always like warm and mushy.
Yeah. And they don't taste right. They're always, the consistency is not there.
Oh, okay. First of all, frozen veggie
warm
technology.
Warm frozen carrots.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The worst.
I agree with all you're saying. You're right. You're not wrong. First off, frozen veggie technology has come a long way from when we were kids. I do have the PTSD from the frozen veggies as well when I was a kid. But, like, if you're a parent, there is constant pressure to make sure that you're not just stuffing your kid's face with, like, bad food all the time.
Right.
So the frozen veggies, they're cheap, they're easy, they can be done in the bag.
Yeah, you just
mic them, right?
Yeah. Mic them. Mic them. Tommy was running out of time.
You zap them.
Tommy was running out of time, didn't have time to say the word microwave, so we shortened it up.
What do you call it?
Nuke it. Everyone says nuke it. You nuke it. Mike it?
You mic it.
Hey, you got mic the veggies
it's
over
not, there? It's not a nuclear device. Where are you cooking this stuff,
Everyone
man?
Everyone knows when you say nuke it what you're talking about. More than mic it. Took the veggies, put a microphone on it. We're going to live stream the veggies in the freezer, you jackass. No, I mean, I don't know about you, Kimmy. I'll go, like, when I go to Wegmans, I'll buy, like, frozen veggies 10 at a time. Bag.
10?
Well, yeah, and just keep them in the freezer.
God damn.
And then, like, if I feel guilty, like, here's what I do.
Yeah.
If I feed my kids something like that I know is not healthy, in my head.
It balances out.
Yeah. Here's some veggies with it.
Here's what I boiled for you.
Except, no, not even steamed in the bag.
Oh.
But Kimmy, like once those veggies are in your freezer, you feel like you have to eat the veggies when you open up the freezer. No?
No, because I think the freezer mentality is, it's going to stay good.
Yeah, they probably last a couple of years in there, probably.
I don't think they last
years. I don't get like freezer guilt because in my mind, I'm just, I'll eat it later. It's not like the fridge where I think it's going to go bad. Like, I'll let those veggies sit up probably a little too long
until
you do a full fridge clean out. And you're like, whoa, these have been in here for like 2 years.
Can you Google how long frozen veggies are good in the freezer?
I'm guessing it's got to be more than a year. No, for frozen food like that?
I think it's quicker than you think.
Goddamn canned stuff goes like 2-3 years.
Yeah, because it's in a can.
What's the difference? This is frozen in a bag.
In a bag, not a can. Can is different than a bag. You can't mic up a can.
Okay. It says.
No, we'll catch
can you
fire.
Nuke a can?
No. No nuking or miking.
For best quality, use frozen veggies within a year of purchase because it says it starts to decline from like 8 to 12
months. From yuck to mush?
Yeah.
From yuck to mush. That should be our slogan on the show.
I wouldn't go longer than a year, put it that way.
All right. Vegetable expert Kimmy. Yeah. Damn you! 252 WCMF, we're talking about this frozen vegetable recall for listeria risk. And this one actually matters to us. The company that makes them is out of New York, and they may be floating around grocery stores here. It's Endico Potatoes and Mount Vernon Peas and Carrots Mixed Vegetables. If you have them, look, Google, yes. Check. You don't want to get sick. Listeria, you don't F around with it. The other thing that makes the frozen veggie recall easy.
What's that?
Okay. It kind of feels like you're in a mini relationship with a food item when you buy it from the grocery store.
Like you're married to it?
Well, like, walk through. All right. Walk with me, okay? Let's say I'm walking down an aisle at a grocery store, and I see something that I think I'm going to enjoy eating.
Yeah.
I now am looking forward to eating this thing up until the point I put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're gonna attack it soon.
So let's use cold cuts as an example, because there was that boar's head recall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So if I get a whole bunch of roast beef, center cut. Mm. Oh, looks delicious. Red the in the
best.
Middle. Perfect.
The best.
And I'm already thinking all the different sandwiches I'm going to make with this roast
oh,
beef.
Oh, sure.
If I see on the news this roast beef has been recalled, well, now I spent money on it.
I'm pissed.
I was already looking forward to eating it.
You were going
to
eat that today.
Yeah, and there's a fight in my head. Like, maybe, just maybe, I'm so attached now to the roast beef, I can have this and I'll be fine. What are the odds? What are the odds?
I would probably roll the dice and eat the roast.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like, it's like breaking up with a spouse, having to throw out that food that I was looking forward to eating with the veggies.
I would definitely throw out a spouse before a roast beef. I did it twice.
With the veggies, it's like that chick that it's like, all right, well, I met her at a bar one time, and like we're kind of seeing each other, but whatever. In the trash you go. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Freezer burn. Yucky. Nasty. That's so gross. That and the wife has this, cave of set up stuff, condiments and soups. And
it's called a pantry. It's called a pantry, Pete.
Or a kitchen?
Yeah. It's in the basement. You turn that can over and look at the expiration dates from freaking 2020.
Yeah.
I opened up a jar of Thousand Island. It looked good. Okay, open it up. It's brown.
Oh.
Look at the cake. It's from like 2020. Okay, can't put that on salad. So it's a waste of money that you have this cupboard for whatever, and all the frozen vegetables you dig in the freezer, down at the bottom there's a can of peas or a bag of peas that were from who knows when, and their freezer burned, and forget it. I'd rather just eat out.
All right,
I get a sense here with this guy. You're not in a happy food marriage.
Oh, not really.
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy.
I got Thousand Island dressing that is browner than the Thousand Islands.
To Pete's point,
yes.
You know, we all went a little crazy during COVID and went out and
everybody stocked up.
Yeah, non-perishable food. So we did a pantry clean out.
I think everybody did at some point.
I found a can of chili from 2020
in
the back corner of the pantry. And I'm not going to lie to you. It was my favorite can of chili.
Is it that expensive crap you buy, Amy's?
Yeah,
that stuff is like $6 a can.
It is now. It was $2 at the time. Yeah. Now it's like $6. But because it's $6 a can now, I was like,
You can't.
I didn't.
Wait, it expired in 2020?
Well, it said best if used by September of 2020, whatever.
Oh.
And I was like, you know,
it's
been in the can.
5-year-old can of chili.
It's probably still fine.
It's got to smell like a big can of yo ass.
I mean.
Why would they can that?
Big mistake.
Can't even mic
it. Well, we were very desperate during COVID.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm taking a chance on
that. No way, man. It's all 5 years out of date.
Yeah.
Probably fine. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Dan. Hey, Dan, how are you, buddy?
Boys, how's it going?
Good, man.
So I go to the Jeff, pick up my frozen veggies, take them home, mic them at my house at the Coit, and then I mix them in with the meat that I bought at the port. And man, I'm telling you what, stir fry, that's the way to go.
I hate everything about this phone call. I hate everything about this phone call. This is what happens to your mind when you eat a 5-year-old can of chili.
That could be.
Dan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I thought he'd work your mom into there somewhere.
I think
I was waiting for it.
I'm glad he didn't.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bills fans spent a lot of emotional currency going into,
come on,
watching and finishing opening night against the Ravens. A roller coaster that had us looking 10 years older Monday morning, all of us. And now that the Ravens game is out of the way, it is time to shift mentality. It's win stacking time, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're doing the best you can to stack these wins,
yeah,
there is some business to handle.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Bills, Jets, 1 o'clock Sunday, live right here on CMF. If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
You can do it with a super cool, handsome guy.
Really? Ryan's going?
No, Ryan's not going. I was a super cool.
Oh, man. The runner-up.
Me, Pat Duffy.
Runner-up brother.
I'll be hanging out at Bill Gray's Chai Lai. 1 o'clock for this Bills-Jets game Sunday. Great food.
Oh,
fantastic drink.
A lot of laughs.
Really charming cat.
Big party.
We'll see. It's cheat day, too. I'm getting after it.
Oh, yeah. Double croutons.
I believe it's $1 wings, and I'm going to have like $25 in my pocket. We'll see you Sunday, 1 o'clock, live, Bill Gray's Bills Jets with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. All right, so Sunday night, going into this game, we knew that Ravens team would be a top three team in the AFC, and they showed us why. We also knew that the Bills' schedule was going to be strange because you start with arguably the biggest game of your season against Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then things slow down significantly.
Yeah. Okay. Softens up.
You got it. This week, you have the Jets.
The soft-ass Jets.
Well, the Jets.
Soft it town.
The Jets gave up 34 points to 174-year-old Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last week. The Jets are led by rookie head coach Aaron Glenn. The Jets are starting journeyman quarterback Justin Fields. And the Jets should not be good.
Okay.
But
the Bills have an opportunity here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, you can get a win, handle business, fix some things. Like, the first thing you got to fix, stop the run, for God's sake.
Yes.
Derrick Henry is still running right now on this Bills defense.
But he is a freak.
Morning. Okay.
You're not going to see that again till the playoffs. That caliber of running back.
Look, Breece,
there isn't another guy built like
him. Jets running back Breece Hall is not a slouch. And Justin Fields, Jets quarterback, is a mobile quarterback.
He's
not
that.
Lamar Jackson,
right.
But they can move the ball.
Okay.
And we've actually got a bigger run-stopping problem all of the sudden.
What happened?
Yesterday, defensive tackle Ed Oliver, who had the game of his life Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was not practicing.
What happened?
After practice, reporters saw him in a walking boot using a scooter.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, he has not been ruled out of the game yet.
And they're not saying
and
what's wrong with him.
I did see, I can't remember which report said he was in a walking boot. He was struggling to get around a little bit. But he was also seen playing ping pong with his teammates.
Yes.
Okay. Can you pong in a boot?
Apparently. He was boot ponging.
Yeah.
Ponging that boot.
So maybe it's just a precautionary thing that we're looking at.
Okay. So stop the run on Sunday, maybe without Ed Oliver. Two.
All right.
Find a way to move the ball on offense with more than a quarter left in the game. That would be good, right?
Yeah, yeah. No slow start.
I mean, lost in that amazing comeback on Sunday night. The Bills struggled offensively from the second drive until the fourth quarter started.
Well, maybe that's what they needed to get it going. Like, they finally got in a rhythm.
Oh, I hope so. But, like, you know, look, man. Not
they
just
always come out a little soft at the beginning of the season.
Well, we did talk about how most of the starters did not play in preseason. And if that would affect, you know, their ability to really get the momentum going early on.
Well, I guess we're
going
to find out in the second quarter on Sunday, right? I mean, look, it is very important that you start your divisional schedule on Sunday with a win, because this game is a sneaky big win. You have the Jets on Sunday. Yeah. You have Miami on a short week at home turnaround.
But they're a disaster.
Again, it's week one. Yeah. I agree. But Miami looks bad. And Coach Skateboard looks like he may not be long for that job. Yeah. But you got back-to-back divisional games after what might be the hardest game you play all season opening night.
And the Jets just always traditionally play the Bills tough. You know, they don't make it easy.
Oh, we're going to talk about that a little more later in the show. Kimmy, here is my worry. And I'm going to ask Kimmy first because she actually knows ball.
Okay.
It's a part of our new segment called Kimmy Knows Ball. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are you worried the toll the Ravens game took physically and emotionally on the Bills could show up on Sunday against the Jets?
I think that they've had enough time, and based on like the injuries and stuff, I think that they should be okay. Because like we've seen in the past, like the Bills lose a bunch of guys up front, and that's after these tough games. And besides Ed Oliver, like seems like everybody's trending in the right direction.
So I'm not just talking injuries here.
Okay.
Because Tommy, like,
just saying, like, exhaustion-wise.
Mentally,
like,
and physically. Like, you had to, Tommy, dig deep for everything you had to finish that game out on Sunday night, and now you're going on the road to a team that you maybe, I mean, look, nobody, you don't want to think they overlook teams, but it's the Jets.
And you know the Jets. You know them inside.
Well, you don't know the Jets, though, because it's a brand-new coaching staff, brand-new quarterback.
But they weak ass.
Okay.
And you can't tell me you need more than a week to get your crap together to go down there and kick their ass.
All right,
Come on.
I didn't want to have to do this now, but now we have to do
this. Here we go. Let me explain something.
All right.
Game of football.
Fun fact. And the phone number is 252-WCMF as you talk about this Jets game on Sunday. Josh is 8-2 in the last 10 games against the Jets.
Yeah, he owns them.
That's really good. Not so fun fact, he's only 3-2 on the road in that stretch.
So when he goes down there, he struggles.
When he plays in the Meadowlands.
But he's still over 500.
Okay, 3-2 for Josh Allen is not great.
Yeah. But Josh Allen, you're pulling all the history of Josh Allen. He's a better guy now than when he started.
It's the last 5 years. I left off the last two seasons.
But you don't think he's gotten better over the last 5 years?
Josh Allen has lost to Zach Wilson as the quarterback of the Jets.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has lost to Sam Darnold as quarterback of the Jets. And that Zach Wilson thing was 2 years ago when Josh was just as good a quarterback. And look, I agree, he's getting better every year.
Well, he's more mature.
But it's not like 2 years ago, it's like, oh no, what's Josh going to do? Like, he was arguably the MVP 2 years ago. The seasons he lost to Zach Wilson in the Meadowlands and Sam Darnold in the Meadowlands, he was having arguable MVP seasons. So you can't sit here and be like, oh, Josh is infallible now, watch him go.
I think you're worried about nothing.
This may not be the walkover game Bills Mafia thinks it is.
I'm more worried about Miami on a short week. And I know like that the Dolphins looked awful, but like when you're going from playing like the Jets to Miami, two divisional games back to back in a short week early in the season, when you're still gelling as a team.
Yeah, but you can say the same thing about Miami's going through the same thing. And they suck. And they had to go on the road and do it.
But every now and then those teams pop, you know? And they play a tough game against somebody that's unexpected.
This is going to be the season of no pop. I'm telling you right now.
Why do you do this?
They're going to push these two teams in.
I'm less worried about Miami, Kimmy, because they're on the road on a short week.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what you said.
I said they have to come up here and play on a short week.
Okay, all right.
And they're home.
Okay.
I would take that team easily.
All right, but I am legitimately worried.
But you're always worried. You're a warrior.
Yeah, man. I'm a Bills fan.
Like,
Bills fans worry.
The one thing I got to say about Josh, He looks way more confident and loose now than he did 5 years ago.
Okay, time out. He looked way more confident and loose starting with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right? And that,
was chill, man.
No, you didn't hear what I said.
I never do.
I am not blaming Josh for what was going on in that game. But you can't sit here and tell me in the third quarter when they were down 15, you were like, oh, man, Josh is – all right, here, look, he looks great.
But now you saw what the kid's capable of. Right? He didn't cave on national television on a Sunday night game against probably one of the – maybe the best team in football – at that point.
Yeah, fair.
And he rallied those guys and won the game. You're all good. This is a nothing game.
A lot had to happen on Sunday.
And he made it happen.
You're
playing down. I mean, you're playing desperate at that point. And
But he didn't look it.
But I wonder, I'm just saying, like, game scenario-wise, do you think that he started, like, slinging the ball late because it was that... out of desperation? Was that a Joe Brady thing? Because they seem to be playing pretty conservative prior to that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's Josh not trusting a lot of his new receivers or just warming up here, or if that was a Joe Brady call. All right, go ahead, Josh, do your thing.
It kind of feels like, you know, with the offensive coordinator, when you're down 15 points with 10 minutes to go and you get the ball back.
Time to cut it loose.
Yeah, just go. What do we got to lose at this point? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm telling you, as a Bills fan, now look, we could come back here Monday morning and I sound silly for saying all this thing, but the fact that in the last five games the Bills are 3-2 in New Jersey does not make me feel comfortable. Again, with that game that you played on Sunday night, this does feel like a letdown game.
You think they're out of gas?
I don't,
emotional gas.
I don't think they're out of gas. I could see a couple crazy things happening in the beginning of this game, and all of a sudden you got to climb uphill a second week. Mm. You're running up that hill. New Jersey. By the way, the Ed Oliver situation is all thanks to Gage.
Gage?
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, it's my fault. Ordered an Ed jersey on Tuesday. Damn it. All the time. Stop buying Ed Oliver jerseys, everybody. For the sake of his feet.
Don't jinx it.
For the sake of his feet. I mean, look, if the Bills end up in a back-and-forth game with this Jets team on Sunday, will Bills fans start to be concerned? Because
of course they will, because everybody loves to panic.
Lost in the amazing feeling in that Ravens game.
Yeah.
They did hang 38 points on you. Yeah. 30 or 40 points, whatever it was, right? You did struggle to do anything after the first drive, both on offense and defense. Like, you should handle business on Sunday.
Yes.
But it's like we always say, Kimmy, when it's a divisional game, you throw all that stuff out the window.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we could come to week four and the Bills could be 3-0 with a 3-game lead in the AFC East. You also could have slipped up after a dynamite start, and now you got issues to iron out. How are you not concerned? You drive me insane.
Why? Because I don't panic all the time. Like, enjoy that beautiful win. What an unbelievable comeback. And all you could do is, Jesus Christ.
But you've been here long enough to know that no Bills fan is ever going to be confident about a game going in, no matter how good the team is.
And we don't even know.
Y'all overthink this stupid-ass game. It was designed by idiots.
Just like
you just grab the ball and hit your heads.
Think
of that game that they designed. It's for buffoons, and they try to turn it into NASA.
It is.
And it ain't.
Okay.
It ain't. At the end of the game, get down in position and hit the guy.
You're such an idiot. You never played the game, son.
I listened to Lombardi.
What do you say?
It's running, blocking, and tackling. The fundamentals.
Bro, he had a very complicated... I'm not going to get into this argument with you.
Was it that complicated with those chain smokers?
So here's the ass kicker. We as Bills fans probably won't know what this team actually is, the Bills, for like another 2 months.
2 months?
All right, look at the next 6 weeks. You ready? Right. You got the Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, bye week, Panthers.
Oh, my God.
None of those teams...
It's horrible.
None of those teams I just named...
Yeah, they suck.
One in week one.
Yeah.
And most of them look really bad. Kansas City comes to town on November 2nd.
And they laid one in Brazil.
And they did. So, by the way...
That's an international dump.
If you're...
On foreign soil.
International dump on foreign soil. By the way, we want to clear that up because somebody's going to get sick from that dump on foreign soil leaking into the water source. I mean, we're not going to have any idea of what this Bills team really is until after Halloween. Because you could go run roughshod through all of these teams, right? You could.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean anything. And when we get to Kansas City, if Kansas City looks halfway decent, by the way, if you're a gambler, Kansas City dogs at home to the Eagles on Sunday in the afternoon.
Ooh, what a game.
I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. By the way, speaking of schedule, another weird quirk.
What?
So we knew the Bills had a schedule that was easier this year.
Yeah.
Especially up front.
Yeah. Kimmy, after the results of week one, right now, The Bills will not play a team that has a win until week 11 versus the Buccaneers.
Really?
With the Chiefs losing, not a single team on their schedule yeah. 1 week.
I don't want
okay.
until... Yeah, but I don't want to play a team while they're down.
Can't go
you
over.
Never want that.
I mean, she's right. I mean, the more
they're
losses...
They're more desperate than ever.
Bingo. I mean, let's not forget the Jacksonville game in London, the Jacksonville game mm-hmm. a couple of years before that with Urban Meyer. Last year, what game was it where it was like... Every year, there was a game where you go, yeah. how did you lose that game?
Yeah.
Denver,
yeah.
2 years ago.
So let's put
ago.
That behind
New
us,
York,
though.
2 years yeah. ago.
Let's learn from our mistakes and move forward.
Look, I just need... I need on Sunday yeah. an easy and fun Bills win.
And I'm telling you, you're going to have it.
Yeah, let us like tune out a little bit in the fourth
You guys are
going to
be hugging me Monday, saying I told you, relax.
Well, it kind of sounds like we know where someone's
yeah,
going.
Yep, yep. I don't know, though. He changes his mind.
Big hugs on Monday.
You've never hugged me in my life.
I've never touched you.
That's what I'm saying. Well.
And I pumped you full of alcohol. Could have had you anytime I wanted.
God.
It's a hug. It's a hug. It's a buddy. It's a hug. Get in the car. Going to the bar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.